I'm joined on the phone now by Cheryl Gunning. She works for Deborah Ireland, but she's going to tell us all about the Vodafone Ireland Foundation's World of Difference and her success with that. So, good afternoon, Cheryl. Welcome to the programme. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much, Mark. I'm really, really good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Well, firstly, I suppose, congratulations.
Yes, thanks very much. I know, I'm still kind of amazed at the fact that I was one of the successful four winners. I know it was a really, really tough decision for them this year. I think they had over, I think, nearly 500 entries. So to get down to even 20 was incredible. But then to get down to the final 12 was just like, it was kind of like a dream, really, you know?
Yeah. And tell us exactly what the World of Difference program is.
Well, basically, Vodafone give four people the opportunity to work with a charity of their choice for an entire year, and they actually pay the salary then. So you get to pick a charity that you want to work with, and you go through, obviously, an interview process. You obviously have to tell the charity of your choice that you want to work with them. They have to agree to the project that you're going to put in place for them, and then Vodafone basically say yes or no, and they pay you your salary. So it doesn't actually cost the charity any money. They get somebody full-time for an entire year. But also, what I think is incredible about what Vodafone do is they provide somebody the opportunity to work for a year in their chosen field, but they also obviously give a charity a full-time member of staff for a year. Plus, the project that you present to Vodafone and to the charity has to be sustainable. So once the year is up, it has to continue somehow, whether somebody else comes in and takes over, or if it's a project that's been put in place, it has to be a sustainable project. So it's actually an extremely clever program that Vodafone came up with, you know?
Well, it is. It sounds very worthwhile, and as you say, very competitive, as you say, at first, and to get down to the final 12, as you say, and then be chosen as one of the four winners is pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely. I met with the other three winners there a couple of weeks ago when we did the photo call, and they're all extremely, you know, they're obviously extremely excited about the next year that's coming up, and as you said, all very, very worthwhile charities. Claire, she's working with EPIC, which is Empowering People in Care. Amy is going to be working with Future Voices Ireland. And Tom Marr is going to be working with the White Ribbon Campaign, which is run by the Men's Development Network. You know, I met them all. They're extremely passionate about what they're doing and just extremely excited about the year ahead.
Yeah. And then, of course, to concentrate on your own role, you've picked a particular program that you want to support over the year, and I might pronounce this wrong, so you'll have to forgive me. Epidermolysis bullosa, is that correct?
Perfect. That's exactly it. Yeah, better known as EB, I suppose. A lot of your listeners probably know it better as EB. I've kind of been working off and on with Deborah for the last while. I took over a maternity contract with them. Mm-hmm. I was looking after their office management side of things, and as part of that, I've a real interest in social media and all things digital and online. So they said, "Hey, listen, you know, you look like you've got a good interest in this, so why don't you take this on?" And so while I was working on the maternity contract, I took over their social media side of things. And what we realized was, you know, people desperately want to give to Deborah Ireland. And as soon as they meet any of our patients, Claudia or Emma, they immediately want to kind of help us out one way or another. But not a huge amount of people know about Deborah Ireland or about EB. It's a very rare disease, and 300 people in Ireland have it. But as soon as they hear about it, find out more about it, they become very, very generous and they want to donate. So the role ahead for me, really, for the next year, is to increase that awareness of Deborah Ireland and of EB, so that people know more about us, understand who we are. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be doing that. You know, the role is very much linked with fundraising, but there's obviously a whole other side of it, which is advocacy, and obviously creating more awareness for the condition.
Yeah, and that's exactly, and as you say, the awareness, because you have to forgive me, but I'm not familiar with the condition. What exactly is the condition, and how does it affect people?
Yeah, so as I said, there's about 300 people in Ireland living with, it's an extremely devastating and debilitating skin disease. And really what ends up happening is children with EB are born without collagen. So we have three layers which make up our skin, and collagen is kind of like, the best way to describe it is it's the glue that binds the layers together. And okay. If you're a child who's born with EB, you're missing this glue. Which means your skin is very fragile and delicate. We say as delicate as a butterfly's wings. It actually causes the skin layers and internal body lining to blister and wound at even the slightest touch, which means that many of our patients have to be, the majority of their body, even around 70% of their body, has to be bandaged to prevent infection. Because obviously you've got open blisters and open wounds that are very prone to infection. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard about our EB awareness campaign, which was running there in October, and Claudia, who's a 10-year-old from Terranure, she was kind of the face of the campaign, and 70% of her body is covered in bandages. Not only that, but every second day, those bandages have to be removed and reapplied, because naturally infection can happen. Mm-hmm. So she actually has to sit in a bath of disinfectant so that the bandages can be removed, more than likely from wounds that are still open and haven't healed. Ointment has to be applied, and then she has to be rebandaged. And this is the case for most of our patients for, you know, every second day of their lives, for the rest of their lives. So really that's where Deborah Ireland come in. It was set up 26 years ago by parents whose children were born with EB and they had nowhere else to turn. They got together, and Deborah Ireland was established. Mm. So we're the only organisation in Ireland that provides services and support for people living with EB. And currently what we're trying to do is raise money for our community care programme, which will see a nurse going out to the homes of EB patients and taking over the bandage changes, because more times than not, the people who are removing the bandages from their children are moms and dads. You know, so we want to try and bring this nurse into the community so that they can actually take over these bandage changes, so that mom and dad can just be mom and dad as opposed to nurses.
Yeah, and I mean, just listening to your description there, it's obviously cruelly debilitating, especially for young children, you know, you know, children are just rough and tumble and everything else. This is cruelly debilitating for young children.
Yeah, like Claudia is a perfect example, you know. She's in school every single day, but you know her kind of classmates are very aware of her condition. You know, she can't really go out onto the playground as normal, because, like you said, if she falls or if somebody who's not aware of her bumps up to her or mm-hmm. bumps into her, you know, there's real damage can be caused to her. You know, it's a very different life for Claudia compared to other 10-year-olds. Not only that, though, when she comes home from school at 3 o'clock, her day is very, very different to her classmates. Like I said, she has to, you know, there's a 3.5-hour bandage change that has to take place.
Yeah.
And that's before she even, you know, has her dinner. And also, not with children with EB or with patients with EB, there's blisters and wounds on the outside, but there's also blisters and wounds on the inside. So Claudia wouldn't be able to eat the same way that you and I would. She actually has to get peg-fed, because she wouldn't get enough nutrients through food, because she can only eat certain types of food.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, a day in the life of Claudia is extremely different to a day in the life of another 10-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's the whole, I suppose, she's 10 now, and she's becoming so much more aware of her condition and that she looks quite different. You know, if she goes to the cinema or if she goes to a shopping center, she's now finding that people are staring at her, and she's become very aware of that. Whereas, you know, a couple of years ago, she wouldn't have been as aware of it. Play dates are not the norm for her either. You know, going around to a friend's house for sleepovers
mm-hmm.
doesn't tend to happen because, you know, of the danger involved. So
there's
that whole side. As she gets older, there's the physical aspects of EB that she has to deal with, but now we're finding there's also the social side and the isolation that she's starting to feel from her friends. And, you know, that's going to be an important part of my role, to make her the face of EB awareness, so that, you know, people who are maybe staring at her in a shopping centre, you know, stop doing that because they know what EB is. It doesn't mean her skin has been burnt. You know, she has a condition called EB. So that's really going to be a huge part of my role and in terms of a lot of young people with EB, so that they can stop feeling so socially isolated.
Yeah. And you know, I was just thinking that there is, I mean, it doesn't affect life expectancy or anything like that, so, or does it?
Yeah, it does, actually. Emma Fogarty, who's from Laois, she would be one of our older patients with recessive dystrophic EB, which is the same type of EB that Claudia would have. And she's 30. She just turned 30 there in June, which is a huge milestone for Emma to reach 30. Many of our patients, because obviously it's a skin disease, are very prone to an aggressive form of skin cancer. So it does actually affect the life expectancy of our patients as well. So, you know, Emma reaching 30 has been a huge, huge milestone.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to sound morbid, but it does certainly affect them, especially if they get this very aggressive form of skin cancer on top of everything else.
Well, that was my reason for that. It wasn't, as like you say, it's enough to be morbid or, you know, doom and gloom. I was
reality,
just thinking the reality of, you know, if there was no life expectancy side to this, that, you know, you're talking about that young girl there and it's you know, she could live a long life, 30, 40, 50 years with this condition, and as you say, you have to put up with the stigma, with the stares, with the you would have nothing that we would consider a normal life.
Definitely not. No, she never will. You know, and obviously, a huge aim for us is to support all of our patients, but obviously we ultimately, and they ultimately, want to find a cure. Currently there is no cure for EB and there is no real treatment. Emma would be on the highest form of morphine available, and she has often said that the only part of her body that she doesn't feel pain is her brain. Every single other part of her body, inside and out, is in pain, even though she's on the highest form of morphine. So the only kind of, I suppose, treatment for our patients at the moment is bandaging their skin to prevent infection. So every second day of Emma's life is spent 3.5 hours, very, very painful bandaging. You know yourself what it's like to take off
a
plaster. But, you know, you're removing bandages from open wounds and blisters that haven't healed. You know, you or I might fall down and cut ourselves and get a cut on our knee or something, and that'll be healed within a couple of days.
Yeah.
For somebody like Emma, if she gets a knock on her knee or on her leg, it can take up to 3 weeks for that to actually heal. So it's you know, one of the top dermatologists in Ireland described it as easily the most devastating and debilitating skin disease you've never heard of.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the thing about EB. You know, we just did a huge awareness campaign, Release Your Butterfly, and we've raised about €60,000. So we're absolutely amazed by that and the amount of generosity that we got out of that campaign. But, you know, we now need to keep it going so that people like yourselves and other listeners know what EB is and they know how they can support Deborah Ireland.
Well, Cheryl, it's obviously a wonderfully worthy cause, and you know, when you explain it in such graphic terms, and you know, it really, really, really is a worthy cause, and you know, congratulations, and
thank you.
And fair play to Vodafone for giving you the opportunity to you know, work at this now, take the whole year and charge on at this, and what I was thinking there, I was going to say to you, was, is if you had any, during the course of the year, what are your plans, events-wise, and things like that?
Yeah, well, obviously EB Awareness Day, which will be taking place again next October, is going to be a massive, you know, it's going to take up a huge amount of time and resource to try and reach even more people than we did this year, to try and even, our target for this year was 60,000. You know, we need 100,000 for the nurse. So, you know, there's a huge kind of footfall to make up there. Our next campaign is actually going to be the Wicklow Half Marathon 11K. So if you're a runner, Mark, we'll happily take you up on that. that's going to be our, that's what we're working towards at the moment. It's the Wicklow Half Marathon, and it's happening in March, and we'd be looking to try and get around 800 runners. We had 400 just this March just gone, and we've decided we're going to double that target, and we're looking for 800 people. So if you've never done a half marathon, or if you've never done an 11K in the mountains, beautiful scenery in Wicklow that you're going to get to do it in. It's a real challenge, and we're hoping that we're going to get 800 people. It sold out last year, so that's going to be the next big thing. As I said, I'll be working very closely with fundraising, because a lot of our supporters are between the age of about 20 to 35, and you know, and I know where they are. They're all online. You know, they spend so much of their time online. So we need to be out there online, talking to them, getting them involved in Derby Ireland, and the Wicklow Half Marathon is the next one that we're going to be doing. There's going to be a huge amount of focus on fundraising within my role, and then naturally working very closely with Claudia and Emma and other young EB patients, because the whole idea of the World of Difference program is it's really to try and empower young people. And that's really what Vodafone are all about with the foundation. So we're going to be doing that with Claudia, and indeed with Emma and other EB patients, giving them a voice, because nobody wants to hear me talk. You know, it's when you want to hear the patients talk, you want to hear Claudia and Emma speaking. So I need to keep quiet and let them do the talking. So no, fair play to Vodafone. I think it's an incredible way for a company and a business to give back to charity, because instead of just, I suppose, giving you money, they're actually giving you somebody for a year, and they're giving me an opportunity as well to work for a charity that is very, very close to my heart. So I'm absolutely thrilled, and I can't wait to get going.
Well, Cheryl, we wish you, as I said, we wish you every success. And by all means, if there's anything we can help you promote or support here in Near FM, don't hesitate to give us a shout, because we're only happy to promote. And she, I want to have Aaron only out there in Portmarnock, you know, so we have to look after Aaron. And
The north side. That's
exactly. And I can't guarantee you that I'll do the half marathon. I'm attempting my first 5K up in the park now at the start of December. So hopefully by March I might be at the progressing. But I will.
Is that the park run, or what are you doing?
It's the Jingle Bell Run. I don't know.
That's ours. That's for Ireland. So,
there you go.
We
so
get you one way or another.
I'll be at that, doing that in the park. Good. So I look forward to that. Listen, Cheryl, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And as I say, congratulations again. And we wish you every success in the future.
Thank you so much, Mark. Lovely to talk to you.
You too, Cheryl. Take care. Bye-bye. There you go, guys. That's Cheryl Gunning from Portmarnock, who is one of the winners of the Vodafone Ireland Foundation World of Difference Awards. And you heard her talking there. She's quite passionate about EB and everything that goes. But I have to say, I wasn't very aware of the condition of people who suffered it. But very, very worthwhile cause. And we wish Cheryl every success and the other winners as well with their charities.